Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's start with a pressing concern as the National Climate Risk Assessment reveals an urgent need for Australia's insurance sector to address climate-related gaps in rural coverage. It's an issue that's leaving the agricultural industries, among others, extremely vulnerable, with the potential cost exceeding an exorbitant $40 billion annually. Rising frequencies of floods, fires, and droughts have exacerbated this problem, causing havoc for insurers attempting to price risks based on broad climate assumptions. The silver lining, you ask? Advancements in geospatial technology can revolutionize this by enabling precise risk assessments and aligning insurance pricing with climate-smart practices. As we sail through this critical phase, the role of insurers, governments, data providers, essentially every stakeholder, is crucial for integrating these geospatial insights into policymaking to protect and sustain regional Australia. Now, a shift of gears to mental health, which has surfaced as a significant challenge in Australia's life insurance sector. With mental health conditions now representing nearly one-third of total and permanent disability claims, it's imperative we pay attention to this surge. Last year alone, over $2.2 billion was paid out in mental health-related claims, nearly twice the amount compared to just 5 years ago. Particularly for Australians in their 30s, claims have skyrocketed by a staggering 700% over the past decade. While the Council of Australian Life Insurers emphasizes the stress on the insurance system, it's high time we integrate mental health support and urge insurers to rethink their offerings. But equally, as consumers, it's our duty to understand potential changes in policy terms and premiums. Meanwhile, class action showcases the necessity for transparency and informed consent in Superfund management. Shine Lawyers recently filed a class action against Rest Superannuation, alleging wrongful deduction of income protection premiums affecting up to 500,000 members from December 2008 to June 2019. Rest Super, standing their ground, asserts that its insurance is indispensable for numerous part-time members. A stark reminder to each of us, let's ensure our coverage matches our needs by frequently reviewing our Superfund accounts. Finally, in the news, ASIC initiates legal proceedings against RACQ Insurance for allegedly misleading over 500,000 customers with deceptive premium figures from 2019 to 2024. This underlines the potential financial harm to customers and stresses the need for customer trust and transparency during a cost of living crisis. That rounds up our news for this week. For more details on personal and business insurance, visit our website, Financial Services Online, at financialservicesonline.com.au. Join me, Paige Estritori, next Sunday for the latest updates. Stay informed and stay safe.